ahead, Mary.
I was on the stairway, and this is about Mark, by the way, not about Ross, right? I was on the stairway, and the cat was on the stairway, and Mark came to the top of the stairway, looked down, and said, Titi, which is like for kitty or titouche. He waddled down the steps, came to the cat, and patted it, and said, Hi, Titi. Or Titi, hi, Titu. It was unclear. Sometimes you say Titu, sometimes you say Titi. Hi, Titi. And looked at me and said, Dat Titu. That's Titu.
That's Titu.
And yeah, it said Titi, Titu, Titi a few more times. And then I pet the kitty and I said, Nice Titush. And Mark reached over and pet the cat and said, Nice Titu. And pet her some more and said, That's Titu.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
That's Titu.
And that also, he calls me a bumbo. He called me, actually, he's a bumbo. This is something that I've been telling him when I'm kind of rough on him. I say I'm a bumbo, you know, because he screams a lot when he gets his diapers. And Ross uses the word bumbo, too. So Martha repeated it today, bumbo. Oh, I'm sorry, he didn't repeat it. He said it by himself. I forgot whether I said it first or not.
He said that you changed diapers and he said
bumbo. Bum, bum. And he said bumbo this time. Bumbo.
Hey, there's something else.
Oh, yeah.
Ross and I were in my bed and looking at the patchwork quilt.
Oh, yes.
And, well, actually, we weren't looking at the patchwork quilt yet because he said, what's gray? And I said, well, let's see. Let's look at that quilt over there.
Yeah.
Maybe I can find gray for you. Finally, I found gray and showed it to him. And then he said, we were talking about different pieces of fabric on the patchwork quilt. And he said, what's big red sticks in the dark? On the dark. Big red sticks on the dark.
Uh-huh. And there was one that had... Yeah, but he said on the dark. And that was one of the squares that had a number of
he might have said in the dark, I'm not
red
sure.
Squares on a dark purple. Red stripes.
They were red stripes in the configuration
of a square, right.
Of a block of stripes. Not a square, but a block of
stripes. Ross said, let's do some more playing. Oh, he was playing. Mark, bouncing with Marty on the bed. He also said, I'm down the chimney. When he was in the crack of the brass bed where the brass doesn't meet the mattress. I'm down the chimney.
It's just like Santa Claus.
Ross is just saying, up on the rooftop, quick, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. Ross, do you want to sing it? Do you want to sing that song? Say up on the rooftop.
Up on the rooftop, and click, click, down, down below the chimney with Nick, Nick there.
Nick, Nick, Nick?
Yeah.
With good Saint Nick.
Okay,
now, you want to do
Saint Nick.
Okay, you want to do reindeer? Ross said, the poor baby dropped his bottle. Mark was marking it, but dropped his bottle. And Ross said, but the bigger boy didn't drop his bottle. That was, stress on his. Ross, he was a preschool boy, and he didn't like that. He said, no. You're a preschool boy. You know, Oaken and Shauna and Chris Henry and all those guys go to preschool, and they're preschool kids, so you're a preschool boy. And he said, I'm also a house boy. And I said, yeah? You're also a house boy? He said, yeah, I'm your boy. So he was contrasting house boy and your boy with a preschool boy. house if he wanted to come out of the tub, and he says, I'm waiting for the waters come out the plug. In other words, I'm waiting for the water to finish running out of the drain. What are we going to do with my papers, Ross? Okay, you want to swipe? He said, I'm going to swipe them.
No,
swat them. I think he was going to swat them, Mommy. He was going to hit them, yeah. And you want to, he said, let's play Great Pumpkin. I said, let's not play Garbage Can. And he said, yeah, let's play Great Pumpkin. You want to hear Great Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn this part off.
Oh, we didn't like it.
Ross said, we don't like stupid. Stupid's a bad word. We don't like it. And I said, who said stupid? Ross said, Charlie Brown said it. And we don't like it. Is that right, Ross? You said some other things a while ago. I'm going to tell the tape recorder what you said. Okay? You said, I want to hear the Great Pumpkin. And Ross said, I want to hear the Great Pumpkin. Ross, I said, you have to hear it? And Ross said, yeah. And then Ross said, you're writing that to get raisins and chocolate chips for me? And I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, because I got to remember, this was the notes that I was writing on what he was saying. And then Ross said, a little later, I'm going to eat my yogurt all up so that the ghosts won't get it. Now he's saying, I'm jogging. Okay, do some jogging. And then Ross said, oh, he was eating his yogurt, and he said, oh, there's a mess. And I said, don't worry about it. He said, you guys like me to make a mess? Question mark. Looking very quizzically at me, and I said, yeah, okay. And then he said, you said yes? He said, yes? And I said, huh? And then he said, I can? And I said, huh? And you guys won't yell? And I said, yeah, you go ahead, make a mess. He thought it was very interesting, so he asked a little question. Are you jogging, Ross?
No.
You want to go off the table? What does Chong Dust jogging?
No.
Chong Dust jogging. Oh, my God, how do you jog? A rub back. Took me a while to understand. I asked him to do it and finally understood. Mary was spraying water. It was January 12th and Mary was spraying Ross with some water. Oh, I'm sorry, it's 13th today. And he said, that makes me cold. He said that several times. That was by way of objection. He said, that makes me cold. Objecting to her spraying. Ross said, hey, you guys, you know what is in my throat? This is after I've been coughing on something, and I guess he had. And he said, raisin bran is in my throat. In other words, he asked the question and answered it immediately. Rhetorical question and answer. I'm sorry, not rhetorical question, but attention question and answer.
When our baby burns his hand in hot water, he burns his hand. And he cries a lot. Then he waited a moment and said, when you choke on yourself, you don't talk. And when you choke, you go like that. And he squished his neck. And that's not good. So I think he had it backwards. I think that it seemed to me that...
He thought that the effect was the cause.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems that way, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I told Ross to give Marky some nice toys, and Ross said he can have his school bus. And I said, okay, and then Ross said to Marky, have your school bus. Marky, who was going to eat some of the raisins. Ross said, he's going to eat my other raisins, and I'm going to eat these raisins. He meant, Marky can have some of my raisins, the ones of my raisins that are sitting over here.
Ross said, Marky can have some of my raisins, and
right, that's right, Ross. This is what I said. Ross said, I want cookies, and I said, we don't have any. And Ross, then he said, my cookie monster wants my mommy to make cookies for him. Monster wants my mommy to make cookies for him to eat. That's not what he said the first time, but that's what he said. Untangling a rubber band from around my hand. One of those rubber bands was with balls and paddles. And he said, I did it. I did get that off your hand. And a little earlier, instead of saying, let's not go to the store, he said, let's don't go to the store. Or let's don't go to preschool. Old Marky, no. He meant don't go out the door. And then he said, we're not going to let you to. It means we're not going to let you go out that door. And then after I finished reporting that and recorded it, he said to Mark, we're not going to let you close that. Said, now can I have my drum, which is that first use of now as a procedural, that is, not now at this time, but now in the sequence.
I can make a letter 5.
Letter 5? No, that's letter X, Ross. No, Mark, no. Marky, no. No, Mark.
No.
No, Mark, those are Ross's sticks.
No, those are my sticks.
Marky, the little paddle with the ball, and Ross said, yeah, sure, that could go like that. Now, that's the first use of sure I've ever noticed, was sure, yeah, that'll work out in that situation, the kind of use of sure. But will you put my older baby blanket in the back? Here, you want this little
Yeah.
You know it won't make it clean. I can't put that baby blanket in the vacuum cleaner.
Why?
That's silly. It'll just, if you put it in the vacuum cleaner, it'll go inside the vacuum cleaner.
Why?
The vacuum cleaner will suck it up.
Why?
You want it to go inside the vacuum cleaner?
No.
Okay. So let's not do it. It's January 15th. I threw Ross's octopus toy into the bath with him, and he said, you got soap on this. And I said, oh. And he said, you're not supposed to get soap on this. It's the first use of supposed to. It's down on the floor, and Ross said, just stay down until you had a long sleep. And then...
And then
just lay down.
Have a long nap.
I just have a long nap. That's what he said. Plural sandwich.
Yeah, good.
And also a little earlier, what did we say about, we said something, I've forgotten now, I should say. What was it? Boss said, I want my striped shirt, and I want my striped pants, and then I want you to zip up my striped pants, and then I want... Zip up my striped shirt, right. You're right, Rose. And then what?
And I said, put on my striped pants on me. And then I said, eat peanut butter sandwiches. And then I went drink wine out of the grass.
And then you want to yell at your dad?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean little boy.
No, I just talk to my dad.
Talk to your dad and be real good friends?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Okay, now ready for your wine?
Yep.
Through his ball, and I said, be careful, don't hurt things. And he said, but I was careful. He said, I didn't hurt anything. He complained about something. And I said, well, I was just telling you to be careful. I wasn't mad at you. And Ross said, but I was being careful, but I didn't hurt anything. Stressly, I was and I didn't, right? I was being careful, he said, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to put my coat up there on the hanger.
Yeah.
Okay, can you do it by yourself?
No, because
will you
help me?
Sure, I'll help you. Just a minute, a little earlier.
Can you put me up so I can put my coat up my hanger?
Coat up on your hanger? Okay. By the way, Ross says, I'm going to put my shoes on. I'm going to put on my shoes on me. Right?
No.
Yeah.
No,
he says, put on my shoes on me. That's right. He still says, put on my shoes.
No, I didn't say that.
No, you didn't say that now, but you said...
I said, put on my gloves on my hand.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, put on my gloves on my hand. And when we came home, he said, my foot got caught when he caught his foot in the part of the car between the front and the back seat. And then he also, is that... does that say stop us? And he means, referring to the stop sign, he meant, does that say stop to us? And then he said, does that say stop to the car? Right? And he meant, does it tell the car to stop? Right? Does it tell the car stop?
No, the sign says stop sign.
And who does it say it to?
To the bus.
To the bus. Okay. So we turned this off now. Came up and said, Marky's mad at me. And I said, what happened? And he said, he hit me or something. No, he got mad at me. So I didn't explain it. And then he said, I said, let's go down and I'm going to turn off the heat. And he said, wait, I want to get my toys. And I said, what? And he said,
all these yellow cars.
Okay, go on down and I'll come a little bit. And then Ross said, I want to play with the toys. I want the toys that I want to play with. No, I want the toys. What did you say, Ross? I want to get the toys that I want to play with. That was it. Ross said, I got an idea. I play with my toys in my room, and Marky plays in the kitchen, and Mommy brings tea at you. He meant Mommy brings tea to me. That was all his own idea, by the way.
I just say Mommy play in the kitchen. I said, Marky play in the kitchen, and I sit down some work and do his work. And Marky playing the kitchen, and my mommy bring tea at you.
Excellent, Ross.
Yeah.
Excellent. Ross
came up to me and said, I saw Marky being a monster. I mean, it meant that Marky peeked around the side of the refrigerator and made a masky face.
It's a monster.
It's a Marky.
He's a monster.
Marky be the monster?
Yeah.
You saw Marky be the monster?
I gotta close the cage.
Okay, close the cage. Is he okay? Marky?
Yeah. Marky, it's the monster I have.
I put the yogurt in the pan and then said, turn it on until it's ready to eat. Now, is it going to be ready soon? Okay, what's happening?
It's not going.
It's not going? Why not?
Because it's not.
Well, what happened?
Because our dinner's not going.
It's not going to be ready?
No.
Well, what happened?
Okay, I'm going to turn the hot button on. I'm going to put this button down.
You're going to turn the hotter button on? Make it real hot?
Yeah.
Okay. Watch out. Don't burn your finger.
It's hot now.
Is it?
Yeah, I'm going to turn the cold button.
Okay.
I'm going to put the other hot button up.
Okay.
Up.
Okay.
There.
Okay. Now what's happening?
I'm going to turn the cold button.
Okay.
I put on the cold button on there because it's right now.
Okay. Was that water or was that oven? Was that the water
oven.
Or the stuff? That was the oven? Okay.
Uh-oh. It's still not ready.
Okay.
I have to turn the baby. I have to turn the cold baby button on.
Okay.
I put on the cold baby button on there, so it'll be ready now.
Mm-hmm.
And the spoon in there. We're ready for our dinner.
Okay.
You have some first. You have some first.
Good.
Then I get home. Now let's go. We have enough. Now let's go in our room.
In our room?
Yeah.
I've got a better idea.
What?
Marky would like someone to play with. And he's downstairs. Do you think you could go down and play with him a little bit?
I got an idea.
And there's some good TV on now.
I got an idea. Let's play in our room.
Well, go ask Mark to come, okay?
Okay.
You'll get Mark. Maybe he'll come with us. Marky, we're going in our room. Okay. Guys, go turn the light on. Go into your room. Turn the light on. You want any more yogurt?
No.
Okay, turn on the light. Is it on?
No.
Turn it on. Okay, now.
It's on.
Now, get some toys for Mark, okay? I think Marky...
I have to clean my hands first.
Let's see your hands.
Dad, I have a sticky.
How about the other one?
This is clean.
Okay, I think you're okay. They're not too bad, Russ. Don't worry about them.
Yeah.
They'll be okay. They're not going to be too sticky. Good.
Oh.